It's time for Kaleidoscope, and Michael Mueller joins us this morning from the city of Mountain Lake. How are you today?
I'm great.
We appreciate you taking time out. You've got a busy day going, a lot happening today.
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past before, but everything is coming to fruition, luckily, and working on a lot of building permits. One of them that we've talked about in the past is the new power plant, and there's a work site, what we're planning on doing for the new power plant, and their goal is to start moving dirt and laying the foundation starting November 3rd is the first date for moving dirt.
Wow. So it is definitely happening and happening soon.
It is, and I know we've talked a little bit about it before too, but I mean, that hotel, that American that's been discussed on the EDA side too, they should be hopefully moving dirt, planned coming the next week as well. So we just have a lot of building permits and a lot of projects going on.
Boy, that's for sure. Well, before we move on, are there details on the power plant that we should be letting people know about, or is a power plant a power plant?
I mean, the power plant is a power plant. It's there for backup generation and own capacity, which if you don't have that backup generation, and if the grid is overload or if there's a lot of use, what they call MISO calls upon us to start generating to make sure that, you know, we have stability within our electricity. So that is there for that very reason, to make sure that we're always delivering reliable power to our community.
Well, and there's definitely something to be said for knowing that you've got it and you don't have to rely on it coming from somewhere else in the case of an emergency.
Yep, and that's the big thing that you stated. It's in case of emergency or when there isn't enough or the grid is overloading and there isn't just you don't want the lights to start flickering and losing power and having some blackouts. So we want to make sure we avoid that the best we can.
So if they start moving dirt the 2nd of November, do you have a timeline for when the project's done?
This one's going to be a long project. We're not looking at completing until December of 2026.
Wow, okay. There's a lot of infrastructure. A lot of work goes into this one.
There is. It's not just the new power plant, but also a new substation next to it. That one is 50 years old, past its life expectancy, and we're also replacing that too. So it's a whole kind of new development for the electrical system there.
Sure. Okay, well, that is exciting. And then you mentioned the hotel. That's another project that you've been talking about for a long time. So it's nice to see that one happening.
It is. And I bet, you know, EDA Director Rod Hamilton has brought it up on a handful of times, too. And looking at getting that developed, but just working with the developer. And a lot of my time lately has just been answering questions regarding building permit questions. So there's at least the developments are happening in Mountain Lake, and that's great to see.
Yes, absolutely. So other things we need to mention today?
Well, we have a lot more that we could talk about in the future for developments, but right now I think that's the most important part is hopefully you'll see a lot of new things coming to Mountain Lake, and those park improvements we talked about in the past, the sprayway misters, they're all installed and they'll be ready to be used by the public starting in late May, June of next year.
Very good. Okay. And did I see something in the city council minutes about tiny houses and permits or something?
We are looking at potentially adding in our city code amendment allowing tiny homes in Mountain Lake. Now, that would basically allow smaller size homes to be developed in smaller size lots, but the setback requirements would still be the same, and we're still working out some of those details, but definitely willing to work with those individuals who are interested in smaller homes.
Now, would that be in a designated neighborhood, or would that be anywhere in town?
Not necessary. In a dedicated neighborhood or subdivision, there's a lot of older homes that were built before some of the city code was in place that has small lots.
Okay.
Yeah, when those houses become dilapidated, some of those lots around our community, that would be a great location for a tiny home. So it's anywhere where there's a small lot is what we're looking at.
Gotcha. All right. Well, a lot going on in Mountain Lake for sure. Michael, is there anything else you want to make sure and mention?
Well, soon we're going to be talking about snow, but I don't want to get that far ahead. Just to let everyone know, because, well, it is Halloween approaching at Mountain Lake. Our Halloween trick-or-treat hours are 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And if there is a light on, please go to those homes. So if you are looking to hand out any candy, just turn that porch light on, and then hopefully the trick-or-treaters will be to find you.
Very good. And we hope everybody has a nice, safe, fun Halloween. All right. Michael, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Michael Mueller, the city administrator for the city of Mountain Lake. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.